Thank you for holding. Is this Ted?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Ted. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing well, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day today, so that's always a good thing. Yeah, it's Friday.
Good,
so
good.
It's a win-win.
Right. Almost
the best day of the week.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I understand that you're having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to hop on the line to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google aside from just the cost?
Does it have to be I live in the colony, and she mentioned how far you want to travel. Like, if you type in power washing in Dallas, Texas, will that come up, or is it just the colony?
I understand exactly what you're saying. So what Google does is they'll send a PIN verification letter to your home, or at least to that 2920 Stonefield address. Okay, and then from there, when you receive the postcard, there's a little 5-digit number on the back, and that's how they verify that location. Then from there, you can go out up to 30 miles for the local campaign. If you want to cover more than that, we do a Google ad for you to hit the surrounding areas that the local listing doesn't cover. But it's generally a 30-mile radius. So if the greater DFW falls within that 30 miles of you, then you'll show. Yeah, but it's actually a geographic radius on a map, and then the pinpoint is where you receive that PIN verification letter.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good question. And then we do list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. You're in the property maintenance category, actually. So within the property maintenance category, you have power washing, you have pressure washing, you have lawn care, you have landscaping, you have tree care. So there's a variety of different keywords and services that we could list you for. The good thing is you get to pick them, right? We don't want to list you for something you don't provide, because then it's just going to waste your time and the customer's time having them call you.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a system called Google Analytics. It's really cool. It's kind of like our little cheat sheet. It lets us see which services are getting the most traffic in your service area. So that way we don't have to guess on what's going to get your phone ringing. You know, they'll recommend you some keywords, and then you have final say on what you're listed for.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That was a good question, though.
A lot of people don't ask about the radius, and then they sign up for it, and then they're like, oh, I wasn't showing up 100 miles away. I'm like, we don't cover you for 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like you had another question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, the price.
So for each, how do y'all, chart, do y'all do monthly, is what I think Tara was saying?
It would be month to month on a flat rate.
Right?
No. We're not a pay-per-lead service. So we're a Google partner. We would actually just list you on Google, and then the customers call you directly. We don't interact with your clients or charge based on how many opportunities or jobs you get. You know, you're just paying to be up there. It's like a digital billboard, basically. But you can only put yourself up there when there's a spot open.
Because I'm on Angie's leads, and I think I'm going to get off, because they charge, it's just kind of a ripoff, because they'll charge you, for something you're not even working on.
They're like HomeAdvisor. I think HomeAdvisor bought them, actually.
Yeah, they did. They bought HomeAdvisor something, and they're you'll get a lead, and then you call them a week straight, and they don't answer, and then you get charged $40. So I think I'm going to get off. Probably switch over to y'all. How much do y'all charge a month?
Okay, so there's some discounts that I could apply. Let me get you the pricing page. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here, I'll text you the pricing page, and then we'll go over it. There is a discount for being new that I can apply, but I'm going to try to get the pricing down as much as possible. Actually, I just started working with a guy last week who was telling me about HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. He was having a similar experience. I think they're getting shut down. He brought it to my attention. I think the Federal Trade Commission is shutting them down. Let me see if I can find that.
No, yes, yeah, I literally got off the phone with them to literally this morning, and I was like, they're just ripping me off. I'm like, dude, like.
Oh yeah, here we go. I found it. He sent me this link, like last week, and he basically canceled them and signed up with us. But the FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, source of the leads, and likelihood they would result in actual jobs. Yeah. Thing on it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, I know that they do use Google Ads. Like, if you look up power washing or pressure washing in the colony, and then you scroll down, like, they're down there. Like, there's where we're talking about listing you. There's, like, Ion Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing, Window Genie of Frisco, and SW McKinney, and then Silverback Pressure Washing. And then you got Yelp, and then I see Angie's. Yeah, and Home Advisor's in there. So the Angie says top 10 best. But I think what happens is like they pay to have their SEO done on Google for this area, and then when they get a lead, they'll sell the lead to like 5 or 6 of you guys that are on that list. Sometimes it probably goes to all 10. So it's like they're charging all of you, I think, whether you get the job or not, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so like imagine you got a lead off Google for $5 and you sold it for 20 to 10 guys, your $5 is turning into $200 every time.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
That's kind of their business model. So, I mean, if we list you here, though, you don't have that problem. I mean, the customers can call you directly. Yeah. They'll have your number, your name, you know. So,
how high up are you on the list?
So, it's a Google Places placement that we're calling about. That's what we specialize in, is a premier Google partner. So, there's a map, and then there's those three guys next to it. That's where we're talking about listing you.
Okay, so like...
So you'll be there for the colony in like a 30-mile radius. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine. Wait, so okay. I'd be the window meaning of Frisco and SW McKinney and all that? Like, I'd be in those top three?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then how you're ranking 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of that person in that 30-mile radius.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so it's top recommended. I mean, and they call you direct. Like, we don't put any kind of, like, tracking number in there or anything. So you'll get live calls instead of, like, having to try to chase down leads. Won't waste your time.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we'd also build your site for you, too. So it would be one of our packages. It wouldn't just be, we're just putting you up there for the 15 keywords. You know, you end up on Yelp. You're on Yellow Pages. You're on Bing. You're on Amazon Alexa voice searches. There's about 60 total directories that go along with that to complete your online profile, and it's all still under that flat monthly rate. Like, you won't have to deal with any surprises or lead fees coming from any of those platforms because they're not paper lead systems. They're directories and search engines.
Yeah, got it.
Yep. So I don't know if you got that text, but if you scroll down through that a little bit towards the bottom underneath our Premier Google Partner badge, you could see the packages and the pricing structures there.
Let me hold on 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so click here. Scroll down, you say?
Yeah. And I won't lie to you, I mean, it's not the cheapest thing, but it's worth every penny if, you know, you're really looking to grow your business. Because, I mean, that's just what everybody uses. Everybody uses Google. So, you know, there's a Pro, there's a Platinum, and then there's a Platinum Premier in our SEO packages.
Yeah.
What I was thinking I can do, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I could apply a new in business credit that'll reduce the monthly cost by 50%.
Okay.
So, I mean, the Platinum is what I would recommend, because that one also comes with Facebook ads, too.
Okay.
But I could drop that
to 290. Will that already be?
I'm sorry?
Well, I won't have to create that Facebook advertisement.
No. You don't have to do any of this stuff. We do all the legwork on it. We even do the weekly posts for your Facebook as well. We just need you to answer the phone when the customers come in and try to generate as good reviews as possible. Yeah, we have review monitoring if you run into some unruly clients. But this package will get your website built for you, too. It has the optimized landing page in there. So it's really an A to Z campaign, and it comes with a tracking system so you can see everything we're doing for you. But I was thinking that I could reduce it by 50% as part of your new in business credit. So I'll drop it down to $299, and then I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived since you're doing that Angie's List stuff. I want to try to offset that cost of what you've already invested in them. So I'll put a request in to have your setup fee waived too. So instead of you paying $898 the first month and then $599 every month after that, it would just be $299 out the door, and then it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us. So it's like $10 a day.
Oh, so it won't even be $599 a month.
No, it'll just be $299 a month. Yeah, as long as you're with us. So you'll keep that discount. So I got it down to basically like $10 a day on a month-to-month basis to handle all the online marketing for the business. And then I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'll probably wind up canceling that Home Advisor by Angie's program if you're not already.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel them for sure. I just got to figure out how to.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure if you kind of let them know you're aware of that link that I sent over, that was really why I sent it to you. Yeah. It's because he basically told me once he let them know he was aware of that and didn't want to be affiliated with them anymore, they kind of ran for the hills. At first they were threatening him with sending his lead deeds to collection and stuff like that.
Like he was just an asshole. I mean, sorry my language, but like the guy on the phone, he was just like coming at me and all this stuff, and I was like, bruh. Like, this is, so yeah, I was, honestly, it was literally the day too. It's funny that y'all called me.
Oh, wow. You spoke with them today? You were going to cancel today?
Yeah, literally.
I don't know if you're religious at all, but there's about 40 of you guys that qualify for this placement, and we only have one spot open, so it's kind of rare. Yeah, it's not like we could just put you on the first page whenever. There's only a handful of guys that actually show up there.
Yeah, no, that's a God thing for sure. then go ahead and put me down.
Okay, so I have to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so I'm just going to create the profile, verify some information just to make sure nothing's outdated on there, and then we'll submit that for verification, and they'll send you a postcard. Usually takes about 3 to 5 days to receive the PIN verification when you work with a premier partner. They kind of express ship it to you, so we should get it either Wednesday or Friday next week. But there is that little 5-digit code on the back of it that I'm going to need from you to complete the verification. So keep that in mind, and obviously I'll be Sorry, what was that?
So I'll need that in the mail to start on this.
Well, we're going to send it out right away. We'll start working on it today, and we'll secure the listing, take it off the board so that way it goes to you. And then we'll schedule a client interview for Monday, but we'll send the PIN out today, do the client interview on Monday. That way, once the PIN gets there next week, you know, we could go ahead and go live with the account. So we'll do all the legwork, get the website up and running, so that way once we get that PIN, we could just go ahead and launch.
Okay. All right. Make sense? That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So let me send you my direct number and extension first. And then for the website, did you have like a logo or photos or anything that we could use?
I can send that over to y'all. It's on my laptop, so I'll have to, because I created it on there.
No worries. So I'm going to text you my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send over an email address to you right now. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. But when you get some time this evening, send those over, so that way when we do the client interview, we'll already have them ready. That'll help jumpstart us on the website. Okay?
Awesome.
And then I can schedule the client interview, but let me create the profile first. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, this works.
Okay, so 630-981-7322?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and is Ted short for anything?
Yeah, it's Timothy, my real name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to have your legal name on there because we're going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, and this is considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off for the company. So you definitely want to have your real name on all that stuff. And then what's your last name?
Solari, S-O-L-A-R-I.
Solari?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Solari. And are you the sole owner? Or do you have a partner at all?
No, I'm the sole owner right now.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Yeah. Solari, Teddy, Solari, 13@gmail.com.
13@gmail?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just repeat this back to you. So it's Teddy, Teddy, and then your last name, Solari, 13@gmail.com?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. Perfect. So let me go ahead and update. Okay. And that came back as valid. It's good that you use Gmail. Everything's going to be a lot more compatible, especially if you use Google Calendar.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the street address that I could send your PIN verification letter to?
Yes, 2920.
Okay.
Stonefield.
Okay, so that's still what we had here. The Colony, 75056?
Yep.
Okay. 2920. Okay, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business displayed?
9 to 6, or really 9 to sunset, Monday through Friday, and then 11 to sunset.
What time is set? Wow, the sun goes down real late.
Yeah, like 8:30.
Yeah, it says 8:19 today. So you want to go 9 to 8:30?
Yeah, 8 works. 8 or 8:30 works, yeah.
Okay. And then you said Monday through Friday?
Yep. And then on weekend, like 12 to 8:30.
Okay. 8:30. Okay. So I got Monday through Friday, 9 to 8:30, and then Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8:30.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yes.
Okay. Approve. Okay. And then for this client interview on Monday, the client interviews, they typically take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete them in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What's a good time for you?
On Monday? Monday... I'm looking at the wrong Monday. I thought that was Memorial Day. Does 12:30 work?
Sorry, say that again?
Does 12:30 work?
Okay, yeah. I can do 12 to 1.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I can ask them to call you like closer to 12:30, but we really do like to have that whole like hour window just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, so client interview, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, just as a reminder, and then you're also going to get a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment, also as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, or if that's no longer a good time for you, just let us know. You can respond to that message, and then I could reschedule it for you, but I want to make sure we get that done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sending the calendar invitation to you right now. Okay, let me make sure I add the client interview department and the technician. So that will be with a separate technician. Is this the best phone number for them to contact you that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll have them call the business line. All right, perfect. So I have the business profile created. Client interview time is confirmed for Monday between 12 and 1 o'clock CT. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
Can I use a card?
Yeah, you could use a card. You could use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Visa works.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under... my father's name.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad's not going to call me trying to cut my head off?
No. He's fine with it. Because I'll pay him back. I lost my debit card.
Okay, I'm just saying, don't get me in any kind of trouble. My brother lives out there, and he's got more guns than I can count. Okay. All right, what's his first name?
William J. Solari.
Okay. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending that PIN verification letter to?
No, it's different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
6861.
6861.
Regello, R-E-G-E-L-L-O, Drive.
Okay, and city?
Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, okay. And the zip code?
75034.
234. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yes, 1 second. Sorry. It is 4465.
4465.
Yep. 4205.
4205.
0331.
0331.
9733.
9733. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0325.
0325, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, it is,
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
Yep, it is, 317.
317. Okay. And then I have to walk you through a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you since I have you on a discounted pricing structure. If I say something that you don't understand or agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. Says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Yep, Ted's Power Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Yes, Timothy Edward Solari.
Okay. And your title?
Ted's Power Washing.
No. Are you like the owner, manager?
Oh, yeah. Owner.
Owner. Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and then one more time, just because the name on the billing is different, it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying you can't do anything additional. Like, I already know about the HomeAdvisor and the Angie stuff, but what we don't want is like somebody touching the website or messing with your Google business profile or you paying for something that we're already doing for you or them like duplicating any listing or anything like that. So if you're not sure, just double check with me and I can always verify so that way we're not adding to your overhead or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And it said the initial term of your service agreement is a 2-month verbal agreement. Okay, so you're not binded to a contract, but we do ask you to give it 2 months for anybody that we build a website for. So that way we're not, building a website and then seeing you go anytime soon. Not that I think you're going to go anytime soon, but it just says 2-month commitment. And then, but it's paid out 1 month at a time. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 13th of 2022. It'll be charged in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the site for you at no additional cost. I've also waived your setup fee entirely. So it's an indefinite discount as well. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew every month on the 13th day, but you'll keep that pricing structure. So you'll keep that $299 pricing structure forever. It's not going to go up on you or change. It does state here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time because you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says if you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due. Either way, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that if you let us know a little bit later. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to authorize the first month's payment now. When the payment clears, you're going to get a confirmation text message as well as email. So I'm going to hang on the line with you while you receive those. Okay, the text should say, welcome to Local Splash.
Haven't gotten it yet.
Okay, sometimes it takes a second.
Oh, I just got the email.
You got the email already? Oh, okay. Did you get the text that says, Timothy, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you can click on that, this is a full outline of the agreement in writing, and there's a hard copy sent to your email. So this isn't any kind of like long-term contract. It's more just an outline of the agreement because of the discounted pricing structure I gave to you. But this is something that you can keep on file so that way there's no confusion moving forward on you having that platinum bundle for that discounted rate. Okay, and what I'm hoping that does is it jump-starts you enough and makes you profitable enough to where I don't have to worry about seeing you come back each month. I'd rather work with
that's
you
right.
long-term. Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, that's our whole goal as a Google partner is to get in here and make sure it's working properly for you and that you're profitable so that way Google can retain you as a long-term customer. They don't want to just have you there for a month and then disappear, you know?
Yep.
Okay, but then in this agreement at the bottom, it's going to, again, ask you to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, again, because it just the name doesn't match up. And then I do have your dad's name attached to the profile as, like, a manager. I put him in the manager section. So that way, if we do get a call from him, you know, going, hey, what is this transaction?
We just do it that way.
Yeah, we just do it that way because we can't tell him, oh, you know, you can't make a change to this account if his billing is attached to it, you know. So it's we just put his name on there. But we're not going to reach out to him, so you don't have to worry about that. We're not going to call him up bugging him or have customers, like, call him up or anything like that. Customers aren't going to call you asking for his name. They're not even going to see his name anywhere. It's just strictly for us in case somebody calls inbound with that name. We know who it is and how to find the information.
Gotcha. No, okay. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, and then I did get the confirmation back that you signed the terms and conditions. So what you should be looking at now is the login page for your account dashboard and tracking system. Don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview on Monday between 12 and 1, they're going to send you the username and password and a 7-minute YouTube video that will actually show you how to use that tracking system. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you, too. So if you're ever having any trouble with any of it, you can always call in. We'll be here to walk you through the campaign until you're, you know, comfortable.
Perfect. Yep. That's
all right.
Perfect.
So that will conclude the initial sign-up. You know, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I did give you my direct number and extension. Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. Make sure to address the Home Advisor stuff, though. I'll be even happier if I can save you.
Yeah, no, I'm about to call him after you.
Okay. Yeah, because it's one thing, like, hey, I'm happy I got you that price, but at the same time, like, I don't want to have to be offsetting that every month just to keep you on board, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I can't do it next month because Home Advisor took $1,000 from me, you know?
Yeah,
so definitely.
I'll call.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Awesome. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind. So client interview on Monday, like I said, we'll text you an hour before just to make sure it's still a good time for you. The PIN verification letter should come in between Wednesday and Friday next week. When you get that, I do need the 5-digit number off the back of that. And then when you get some free time this weekend, try to send over any logo that you have for the website and any photos that you want to use for the website as well as that Facebook page.
Okay. All right. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday, okay? Yeah, no problem. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Hey, same to you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.